Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Schulte.
Through 20 minutes, that was an up-and-down even game. Then came the second. Periods like that don't happen very often. You talk an awful lot about, you know, shift after a goal. Mainly that's defensively after you give up a goal. But isn't shift after you score a goal just as important?
Well, it is, and I think a lot of the biggest thing is not scoring. Scoring's a bonus. And the biggest thing you want to do is you want to maintain momentum after a goal. And obviously by scoring and, you know, getting three goals, I think it was 54 seconds apart, doesn't happen too often. But, you know, that was obviously the key to the game last night.
It was 54 seconds of game time and less than 2.5 minutes of real time. What was the bench like?
Well, it was like, I mean, I think there was shock, first of all. And, you know, because it just doesn't happen too often. I don't know how many times I've coached. How many games I've coached, I've had three goals in 54 seconds. I'm sure we've had three goals in a minute, but I can't remember it. And it was definitely a situation where it doesn't happen too often.
How often are you coaching where you're focused strictly on stopping what the opponent is doing compared to fixing what you guys need to do better?
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. You're coaching so many different like there's different characteristics all the time, and there's different components of what you're coaching. And you're coaching basically areas of concern or areas of need or areas where you need to get better. So I think you're coaching different areas every week, Schulte. There's an emphasis every week on something different. We talked about it this morning. We just felt we gave up 16 grade A scoring chances. It's too many. Their possession was, they had a lot of possession. We felt we had a lot of mistakes defensively, and a lot of them were just not a big deal, but they're habits, early season habits, and we have to take care of those things. So, you know, those are the things we talked about today. And, offensively, it was really nice to generate, you know, six goals, but there's so many different areas. And then when you're not scoring, Schulte, you're talking to your team about how to score more goals, how to be, you know, better in the dirty areas, and how to possess the puck a little more. So there's just a lot of different factors that play into every game and really every day in practice.
For the first period in particular, but parts of the second period too, their breakout looked quite honestly easy. Was that more on them or more on what you guys weren't doing?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think it was as, maybe you were watching a different game than me. I didn't think it was that easy, but if it was, you may be worried that we just weren't as quick to pucks, or we weren't as quick, you know, we weren't quick, you know, quick to our opponent. I don't know. We didn't really talk about that. We just, you know, we felt, again, our structure was pretty, you know, was decent. We just felt our habits weren't very good, and our defensive habits weren't very good, and we felt we didn't defend very quick. Maybe we're a little slow on the forecheck as well. I don't know.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Wills Mullick did not play in the first game, and he didn't show up in the score column yesterday, but boy, I thought he played really, really well. No, he's just a flat-out difference maker, isn't he?
Well, he's a good player. Will's got a lot of different factors as a defenseman. He's big and strong. He skates well. He's got good defensive habits. He's a great puck mover. He's got very good hockey sense. He knows where to, you know, he moves the puck quick. He knows where it goes. He really sees the play develop in front of him. Quite honestly, the game's kind of slow at times for Will, and he's just a heady player.
We talked yesterday about how you construct an offensive lineup. How do you construct your D pairs?
Well, it's basically, in a nutshell, it's kind of an offensive guy with a defensive guy, in theory. That's what we're doing, and sometimes there's different components, but, you know, we want to make sure, too, that, you know, Elias Rosen's our most offensive player, and we want to make sure, too, that a guy like Will, you know, Will's just kind of that that glue guy. Will's that guy that can eat up a lot of minutes, and we just feel that those two have good chemistry together. They showed that last year, and, you know, we feel Will's a good compliment for Elias, and once there's chemistry, they like to play together as well. So, you know, you got Vold and you got Johnson this year. I mean, Tommy Muck graduated, so we're going to put those guys with experience together. There's also a lefty-righty combination, things that you want to do too. When you have a right-handed defenseman, which you don't have a lot of right-handed defensemen, you want to make sure they're with a lefty is all I'm getting at. So, and then on the other side, we got Jubinville, who, you know, Juby's, you know, kind of a smooth player, and you got a player in Kyle Loft who's long and can skate, and we just feel again there is method to our madness on how we pair people up, Schultze.
Zach Driscoll made a couple of unbelievable saves yesterday, but yet you look at his stats and they're kind of un-Driscoll-like. He's given up 7 goals already in 2 games. I thought he's been pretty good on that first shot. Have you guys defended well enough after that first shot?
Well, not really. I mean, we got to get better in that area, and we will. But if you take a look, there was a lot of weird plays last night. Pucks off skates that went to the slot. Again, there was times we weren't stopping and starting. We were swinging. Our habits, again, I said it earlier, our habits weren't great last night. And when you have average habits, teams are going to get scoring chances. So we just got to tighten up a little bit. And that's why you have to play games. You need video. You need to show the guys, certain areas. And a lot of it's just habits and details.
Alaska Fairbanks decided that they were going to opt out on Friday. Personally, I haven't been privy to any of the conversations, but I don't know what other choice they had other than what they made. I'm sure none of you coaches left of the 8 want 2 weekends off the second half of the season. What options are still out there?
Well, I mean, that's up to the athletic directors, but there's a lot of different options. You can redo the schedule. You could play whoever the opponents were for Angers and Fairbanks those particular weekends. Sure could play. And there's a couple other things I know we're talking about, but yeah, there's a lot of different things that we can do. So we'll rectify that.
There's just so darn many moving parts this year, aren't there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And this one was a little bit of a surprise with Fairbanks opting out, because I mean there was a date to opt out a couple weeks ago and they didn't. But you know, that date wasn't a hard, fast date, but you know, we still thought that they were going to potentially play. But there's just there's a lot of moving parts, as you said, Schultze.
On to today. I'm sure Tech's going to be better. What's your message to your team right before faceoff?
Well, they will be better, but we had some puck luck yesterday, Schultze. I mean, when the scoring chances are 18-16, that's an even game. So it was an even game yesterday. The score may not have indicated it, but again, we were pretty we had some puck luck, and we're going to have to tighten up some areas of our game. And it'll be a very similar game than yesterday. I doubt if you're going to see those. I doubt if you're going to see 9 goals. But it's going to be a tight one.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.